Become a monthly $25 contributor or an annual $250 donor, and we'll send you a flash drive of Pastor Whedon's broadcast transcripts. Learn more on the support page at thewordendures.org or by calling 618-223-8385.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is brought to you in part by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF is a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, dedicated to translating and publishing the books of our Lutheran faith into more than 100 languages for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world. Learn how you can take part in their work at lhfmissions.org. Welcome to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Whedon.
Encourage is quite literally to put courage into each other. Build up or edify is to strengthen one another's faith in Jesus Christ, crucified, risen, and returning. And both are done by rehearsing to each other the promises that Jesus has delivered us in His Word.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a daily verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. Pastor Whedon is leading us in a study of the book of 1 Thessalonians.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Greetings, people loved by God. Well, last study, we moved into the final chapter of 1 Thessalonians with St. Paul's reminder that this congregation didn't need anyone to write to them concerning the times and the seasons. They knew that they lived in the last days, from Christ's ascension to His glorious return, and that in this season and time, the watchword for Christ's people is waiting. They know what's coming around the bend, hidden from the eyes of the world. But those glorious chapters at the end of Revelation leave no doubt about where the whole story will end. And yet, even though we in the church know about this end, the world simply is in the dark. And hence, when Jesus appears, it will strike them like the coming of a thief in the night. For He will indeed take from the ungodly the very things they thought of as their own possessions. But we're not in the dark to be surprised. From our baptism into Christ, we've been among those enlightened by the Holy Spirit, who makes us be children of light and of the day, not of the night or darkness. Now, Paul's about to draw out the implications of all of that for us. A reading from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, beginning at verse 6. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 6 through 11. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, since You have caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort from Your Holy Word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which You've given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Well, you ready to ponder these words together? Let's get into it. Verse 6. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. No, neither Paul nor Jesus is telling you that you must deprive yourself of sleep. When Paul says sleep here, he means the spiritual drowsiness that characterizes those who are settled down into this current age, just cruising through it on autopilot, as it were. And when he says, let us keep awake, he means the same thing Jesus urged in Mark 13, verse 33. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. That is, our lives need to be framed in the expectation of Jesus's return. We need to consider that it may happen tonight while we're lying down to sleep. Hence, we pray, let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. We need to remember it when we rise and live our lives toward the hope of that day. This is what it means to keep awake and be sober. Look, think how you'd live your life if you knew today was its last day. What changes would you make? How would that reorder your priorities? This, my friends, is the real wokeness, not the silliness that's called that by the world. And it is sobering to remember the end, to constantly remind yourself that your life has an end, and you don't know when. And this world has an end, and you don't know when. And that you and all will stand before the crucified and risen Lord, who will pass judgment upon each person. St. Paul goes on, verse 7. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. Now, of course, that's only a generalization, but as a generalization, it's true enough. Sleep and drunkenness tend to be associated with the night and darkness. But Paul is actually using both metaphorically for that horrible drowsiness and sleep that keeps people from looking for and expecting the return of Christ. And instead of being concerned to hear and heed his holy word and so prepare for that day, they give themselves only to the pleasures of this passing age. They distract and entertain themselves to death. We have a beautiful hymn that warns against this. Rise, my soul, to watch and pray. Listen to these words. Rise, my soul, to watch and pray. From your sleep awaken. Be not by the evil day unawares o'ertaken, for the foe, well we know, is a harvest reaping while the saints are sleeping. Watch! Let not the wicked world with its lies defeat you, lest with bold deceptions hurled it betray and cheat you. Watch and see, lest there be faithless friends to charm you who but seek to harm you. And watch against yourself, my soul, lest with grace you trifle. Let not self your thoughts control, nor God's mercy stifle. Pride and sin lurk within all your hopes to shatter. Heed not when they flatter. So this is the kind of watching, the kind of sobriety St. Paul is urging, as you can see from the following, verse 8. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. When he says we belong to the day, I think you need to hear that in the sense of Malachi 4. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. That day, when the Sun of Righteousness will shine on the earth, is the day of Christ's glorious appearing. You already belong to that day. You've already been joined to him in baptism. You live from his words to you. You feast on the hidden manna of his body and blood. And so you wait and you watch. And you do so as a soldier, because you know you're not sitting in Eden, in paradise. Now, it's true, in the means of grace, at the point of the word and sacraments, his coming kingdom touches down right here on earth, and you taste and see how good your Lord truly is. But these means of grace, they touch down in the midst of a world that is still very much in revolt against its rightful and true monarch. So you, my friends, you are part of the resistance. And as such, you got to be ready for battle at all times. That, too, is a part of staying awake and sober. So your armor is here only twofold. It's not the nice long list you have in Ephesians 6. Here he mentions only the breastplate of your faith and love that protect your heart, and the hope of your salvation, which protects your head. Faith looks back to Jesus and to what he did for you by his suffering, dying, and rising again. Faith begets love for him and his Father, and by his Spirit being poured out into you, into your hearts, your love overflows. And hope, well, that looks ahead. It's waiting for the glorious moment when the light of Christ's face will appear and transfigure all things. Verse 9. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. This passage, beloved, is a bulwark against the horrible fear that sometimes takes hold of God's people, that they're not among the elect. So memorize it. Hold it constantly in your heart. Even personalize it. Say, God has not destined me for wrath, but to obtain salvation through my Lord Jesus Christ. Remind yourself of it constantly. And it goes on, verse 10, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. So add to this what you said before. God has not destined me for wrath, but to obtain salvation through my Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me. His death, his cross, shows that he doesn't want wrath for you at all. What he wants for you is to give you life. In fact, so that you might live with him. And this, whether you are awake or asleep, here meaning whether you're alive or dead. Still, it's also true that when you fall asleep in the normal sense of that word, you don't fall out of faith merely because you're no longer conscious of the world around you, wandering around in your dreams. As we pray in the church's nighttime prayer, the Office of Compline, prayer at the close of the day, at the Nunc Dimittis, the beautiful antiphon, guide us waking, O Lord, guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. So the point is, whether you're awake or asleep, living or dying, Christ calls you to live with him, and for that we give him all praise. Verse 11, therefore encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. Encourage is quite literally to put courage into each other. Build up or edify is to strengthen one another's faith in Jesus Christ, crucified, risen, and returning. And both are done by rehearsing to each other the promises that Jesus has delivered us in his word. The more we hear them, the more we speak them to each other, the more we think about them and ponder them, the more truly woke we are. We'll be children of the light, who spend the time of their earthly pilgrimage preparing and waiting for that joyous dawn of Christ's appearing, just as we sing. Our hope and expectation, O Jesus, now appear. Arise, O sun, so longed for o'er this benighted sphere. With hearts and hands uplifted, we plead, O Lord, to see the day of earth's redemption that sets your people free. And that, people loved by God, is where we're going to hit the pause button for today. Next up, as he so often does in his letters, Paul will give a string of exhortations. We'll only cover the first half of the list. The admonition to respect those over us in the Lord who admonish us, that would be our pastors, and to think of them very highly in love because of their labor. Also, to strive to be at peace with each other, to live in the peace of Christ and his forgiveness. And then to admonish the idle. He'll return to that a bit in the next letter. To encourage the faint-hearted, to help the weak, to be patient with everyone, and to make sure that no one pays back evil with evil, but always seeking to do good to one another and, in fact, to everyone. Quite a list. None of it possible in our own strength, all of it possible through the Holy Spirit, whom God has given us. Till next time, people loved by God, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a listener-supported program. You can donate by check, make your check payable to The Word Endures, and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.